Today's reading begins in Ezekiel chapter 24, verse 1. Ezekiel 24, verse 1. In the ninth year, in the tenth month, on the tenth day of the month, the word of the Lord came to me. Son of man, write down the name of this day, this very day. The king of Babylon has laid siege to Jerusalem this very day. And utter a parable to the rebellious house, and say to them, Thus says the Lord God, Set on the pot, set it on, pour in water also. Put in it the pieces of meat, all the good pieces, the thigh and the shoulder, fill it with choice bones. Take the choicest one of the flock, pile the logs under it, boil it well, soothe also its bones in it. Therefore thus says the Lord God, Woe to the bloody city, to the pot whose corrosion is in it, and whose corrosion has not gone out of it. Take out of it piece after piece without making any choice, for the blood she has shed in her midst, she put it on the bare rock. She did not pour it on the ground to cover it with dust, to rouse my wrath to take vengeance. I have set on the bare rock the blood she has shed, that it may not be covered. Therefore thus says the Lord God, Woe to the bloody city! I also will make the pile great. Heap on the logs, kindle the fire, boil the meat well, mix in the spices, and let the bones be burned up. Then set it empty upon the coals, that it may become hot, and its copper may burn, that its uncleanness may be melted in it, its corrosion consumed. She has wearied herself with toil, its abundant corrosion does not go out of it, into the fire with its corrosion. On account of your unclean lewdness, because I would have cleansed you, and you were not cleansed from your uncleanness, you shall not be cleansed any more till I have satisfied my fury upon you. I am the Lord, I have spoken, it shall come to pass. I will do it, I will not go back, I will not spare, I will not relent. According to your ways and your deeds you will be judged, declares the Lord God. The word of the Lord came to me, Son of man, behold, I am about to take the delight of your eyes away from you at a stroke. Yet you shall not mourn or weep, nor shall your tears run down. Sigh, but not aloud. Make no mourning for the dead. Bind on your turban, and put on your shoes on your feet. Do not cover your lips, nor eat the bread of men. So I spoke to the people in the morning, and at evening my wife died, and on the next morning I did as I was commanded. And the people said to me, Will you not tell us what these things mean for us, that you are acting thus? Then I said to them, The word of the Lord came to me. Say to the house of Israel, Thus says the Lord God, Behold, I will profane my sanctuary, the pride of your power, the delight of your eyes, the yearning of your soul. Your sons and your daughters whom you left behind shall fall by the sword, and you shall do as I have done. You shall not cover your lips, nor eat the bread of men. Your turbans shall be on your heads, and your shoes on your feet. You shall not mourn or weep, but you shall rot away in your iniquities and groan to one another. Thus shall Ezekiel be to you a sign. According to all that he has done, you shall do. When this comes, then you will know that I am the Lord God. As for you, son of man, surely on the day when I take from them their stronghold, their joy and glory, the delight of their eyes and their soul's desire, and also their sons and daughters, on that day a fugitive will come to you to report to you the news. On that day your mouth will be opened to the fugitive, and you shall speak and be no longer mute, so you will be a sign to them, and they will know that I am the Lord. The word of the Lord came to me, Son of man, set your face toward the Ammonites, and prophesy against them. Say to the Ammonites, Hear the word of the Lord God. Thus says the Lord God, Because you said, Aha, over my sanctuary when it was profaned, and over the land of Israel when it was made desolate, and over the house of Judah when they went into exile, therefore, behold, I am handing you over to the people of the east for a possession, and they shall set their encampments among you, and make their dwellings in your midst. They shall eat your fruit, and they shall drink your milk. I will make Rabbah a pasture for camels, and Ammon a fold for flocks. Then you will know that I am the Lord. For thus says the Lord God, Because you have clapped your hands and stamped your feet and rejoiced with all the malice within your soul against the land of Israel, therefore, behold, I have stretched out my hand against you, and I will hand you over as the plunder to the nations. And I will cut you off from the peoples and will make you perish out of the countries. I will destroy you. Then you will know that I am the Lord. Thus says the Lord God, Because Moab and Seir said, Behold, the house of Judah is like all the other nations. Therefore I will lay open the flank of Moab from the cities, from its cities on its frontier, the glory of the country, Beth Jeshimoth, Baal Meon, and Kiriathaim. I will give it along with the Ammonites to the people of the east as a possession, that the Ammonites may be remembered no more among the nations, and I will execute judgment upon Moab. Then they will know that I am the Lord. So in chapter 24, we had another parable that Ezekiel shares, and it has this cooking pot involved. They're told to prepare it, throw in meat, water, all of these various things, and then it is revealed that it is full of corruption. It is a warning to the rebellious people of Israel of an imminent destruction through an oncoming siege. Of course, he gives some explanation in verses 6 through 14. Beginning in verse 15, there's another symbolic act here. He tells Ezekiel that his wife is going to die, but that he must not mourn. I believe this to be a tough commandment to give to Ezekiel, but he does fulfill it. And then he explains it to the people who wonder why he's doing these very things. These were events that were about to happen to them. Chapter 25 is the beginning of a turning point in the book of Ezekiel. The first 24 chapters have all focused on the impending judgment at the hands of the Babylonians. Chapter 25 starts a section now where he begins to turn his judgment toward foreign nations, starting with those that were immediate neighbors of Judah. So in the beginning of chapter 25, it addresses Ammon. Ammon was a nation that descended from the incestuous act between Lot and his youngest daughter. Ammon was not to sit back and watch these things and gloat over Judah, because judgment was still to come for them as well. In verse 8, it addresses Moab, which is the neighbor to Ammon on the south side. It was another nation that was related to Israel through Lot. I am sure that these two nations knew of their relation with them, and God is telling them, "You are not going to escape my judgment. You are not going to sit back and just watch these things happen." That concludes our reading for today. Please continue in prayer that God may be with us all.